Zero History by William Gibson, DB 71928. Copyright 2010 by William Gibson Enterprises Limited. Read by Mike Stefanelli. This book contains 404 pages. Approximate reading time, 12 hours, 35 minutes. This book contains markers allowing direct access to the chapters and acknowledgments. Library of Congress Annotation. Mogul Hubertus Bigand hires Miss Hollis Henry from Spook Country, DB RC 65347, to identify an exclusive clothing designer who can help Bigand win a contract to manufacture American military attire. Joining Hollis is cryptologist Milgram, who, with no credit or address record, is a man of zero history, strong language, bestseller, 2010. From the book jacket. Hollis Henry worked for the global marketing magnate Hubertus Bigand once before. She never meant to repeat the experience. But she's broke, and Bigand never feels it's beneath him to use whatever power comes his way. In this case, the power of money to bring Hollis onto his team again. Not that she knows what the team is up to, not at first. Milgram is even more thoroughly owned by Bigand. He's worth owning for his useful gift of seeming to disappear in almost any setting. And his Russian is perfectly idiomatic. So much so that he spoke Russian with his therapist in the secret Swiss clinic where Bigand paid for him to be cured of the addiction that would have killed him. Gareth has a passion for extreme sports. Most recently, he jumped off the highest building in the world, opening his chute at the last moment, and he has a new thigh bone made of rattan baked into bone, entirely experimental, to show for it. Gareth isn't owned by Bigand at all. Gareth has friends from whom he could call in the kinds of favors that a man like Bigand will find he needs when things go unexpectedly sideways. In a world a man like Bigand is accustomed to controlling. As when a Department of Defense contract for combat wear turns out to be the gateway drug for arms dealers so shadowy that even Bigand, whose subtlety and power in the private sector would be hard to overstate, finds himself outmaneuvered and adrift in a seriously dangerous world. About the author. William Gibson lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, with his wife. He is the author of Neuromancer, Count Zero, Mona Lisa Overdrive, Burning Chrome, Virtual Light, Idoru, All Tomorrow's Parties, Pattern Recognition, and Spook Country. Visit the author's website at www.williamgibsonbooks.com. Other books by William Gibson. Neuromancer, Count Zero, Burning Chrome, Mona Lisa Overdrive, Virtual Light, Idoru, All Tomorrow's Parties, Pattern Recognition, Spook Country. To Susan Allison, my editor.